This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Today, the Census Bureau is coming out with the first local-level results from the 2020 census. These numbers will shape future congressional districts and have major political implications, obviously. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, they will also have a significant economic impact.
The census is releasing population data on a block-by-block level, including information on race, ethnicity, age, and how many people live in neighborhoods. And, says Beth Jerez at the Population Reference Bureau,
these data matter for the economy because they are used for everything.
For example, businesses will look at the data to make decisions about where to put stores and what to carry in them.
You have an older population or more young people in your neighborhood, and that might change what your business model is, what you're going to sell or how you're going to run your operations.
On the state and federal side of things, says Andrew Reamer at the George Washington Institute of Public Policy, these data
are going to be used by governments, too, to determine where to put schools, whether to widen the highway or not, and very importantly, to figure out how to allocate money geographically.
Of course, the fight over redistricting and the political money going into it creates an economy all its own. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.